poor thing, when they're dead and they don't know nothing on it, to go to their mother to get their stomach swelled.
Yeah. How do you call a horse to get them to come in out of the pasture?
Well, you whistle at them.
Okay. How do you whistle?
I can't whistle.
Just one straight long thing?
I can't whistle, though.
Okay.
I used to, I could.
Is it like you whistle to a dog?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. How do you get horses to back up?
Well, you just tell them to back and just keep on hollering and jerking the lines and then they'll back to back.
Okay. How do you call a pig at feeding time?
Pig-oy. Pig-oy.
Okay. What about sheep? To get them in out of the pasture.
Well, we didn't hardly ever said anything. We just run in and they feed them. They all just mad when they're hungry and you just turn them in. And we just say we have to feed the sheep and we didn't call them up.
Yeah. How do you call chickens?
Call them chickens. Chick.
Okay. And if you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, you want to do what?
Well, I've got to go and saddle a horse and get ready to go.
Yeah, and you say, I want to.
Well, I've got to put the bridle on them.
Yeah.
Catch them, put the bridle on them.
You say, I want a harness?
Yeah, well, when you go to work and you put a harness, but when you're going somewhere, you put your saddle on. You put on a saddle blanket and put your saddle on.
Okay. And when you're driving a horse, what is it that you're holding?
Check lines.
Okay. And when you're riding on a horse, what are you holding?
Well, you've got to have a bridle.
Yeah. And
with reins to it.
Okay. And
a mule, they will have shades on their bridle most of the time. The horses don't have as much. Now, his has got little shades over. A mule's more liable to steer than a horse. And you see them little brands on each side of his thing.
Yeah.
On his family. Up this way, and then they can't see outside. He was worse to scare than a horse.
Yeah.
And then you generally always have a bridle when you go anywhere. It's just a nice bridle and, you know, nice range that you don't use it only when you go somewhere.
Yeah.
But you're going to ride out. You always have your bridle nice and clean and stuff like that.
Okay.
And it lasts you a long time and you take care of the reins and all, leather.
When you have two horses, the one on the left is called a what?
Well, just whatever you name it.
Okay, Jip,
husband always worked a horse on its own side all the time.
Yeah.
Never put it on the other side, always put it on its whatever side, hit the right or left.
Yeah.
And then he had them named.
When you're plowing and you've got two horses, the one that walks in the furrow, what do you call him?
Well, you call him the lead, and then you have to holler hard, gee, but he's the lead, you say.
Yeah.
You see, you hollered him, and when there's two of them, you have to holler and call it by its name, and hit the lead, you say.
Yeah.
And if you don't call it by its name, the other one might know. That's on the road, and where there's two of them, and then where there's just one, you see, you holler G and a half.
Which way? If you want it to turn left, what do you say?
Well, you just say G and a half.
Yeah.
If you wanted to turn whatever which way you want, you'd say G that way, and if you want to turn the other way, well, hit it. If you're laying off a road and your road wasn't going straight, you'd say G or a half, whichever way it
is. Yeah.
Was on people that wanted to go down the hill or up here, and he knows to do that.